Recently, a friend of mine asked me, if I heal my gut inflammation, does that get rid of my whole body inflammation too? It was such a good question that I decided to make a whole podcast episode exploring this answer. On today's episode, we'll be exploring what inflammation is, the role of the gut in inflammation, and reasons why your gut and body inflammation aren't going down. If you feel like your body is inflamed, you aren't sure if you're dealing with inflammation, or you don't see any reduction in your symptoms despite taking special supplements or eating anti-inflammatory foods, then this episode is for you. Hey friend, welcome to the Better Belly Podcast. If you're currently trying endless supplements, doctor visits, and diet changes to heal your mystery symptoms, you are in the right place. We're here to solve the real root causes behind your gut, hormones, skin, sleep, and brain concerns, literally anything and everything in your body. My name is Allison Jordan. I'm a functional medicine practitioner that has supported over 150 clients just like you to heal problems that no one has been able to fix. You don't need a perfect diet or a random supplement you found on Instagram to heal. You need a proven system that heals your whole body from the inside out. That's what I'm here to share with you, episode by episode. It's time to make health easy again. And just as a reminder, this information is not meant to diagnose, manage, or treat disease. Always consult with your own health practitioner before you make any changes to your health. Hey friend, welcome to the Inflammation Podcast episode. I'm actually going to be having more podcast episodes specifically on the topic of inflammation, but today it's going to be the big overview of inflammation because I get a lot of clients who tell me that one of their main symptoms or one of the main things they think they're dealing with is inflammation or gut inflammation or body inflammation. Maybe their body feels puffy or maybe they've picked that term up on the internet and they don't really fully know what it means, but it feels like that must be what they're dealing with. But they can't figure out how to get rid of it. It's still there no matter what they do. This episode is to talk about all of that. What is inflammation? Why is it not going away? And what can you actually do about it so that you're not constantly on this hamster wheel of changing your diet and trying new supplements? Because let me tell you, I'm all about getting off that hamster wheel. You guys ready? Okay. So let's first talk about symptoms related to inflammation. If you're wondering, am I inflamed? Just ask yourself, do you have any sleep problems like waking up between 2 to 4 a.m. or having difficulty falling asleep or having difficulty staying asleep? Do you have unwanted weight gain that you can't get rid of no matter what you try? Do you have bloating? Do you have acne or eczema? Do you have any autoimmune conditions? Autoimmune conditions are inherently caused by inflammation. Do you have brain fog? Do you have fatigue? Do you have increasing levels of irritability that you almost can't explain? Do you have increasing food sensitivities that you used to be able to eat these foods, but now when you eat them, you get a bunch of symptoms or you don't feel well? Do you have increasing anxiety? Do you have increasing depression or depressive feelings? Do you have poor focus or poor memory than you remember having? If you have any of these things, you have the classic signs of brain, body, and gut inflammation. Inflammation can happen anywhere in the body. You can have areas of your body that have it worse than other areas, which is usually correlated either to that area of your body is more broken down, or maybe you have some genetic component where your body actually has an increased inflammatory response to that in that area. It could also have to do with where the toxins are accumulating in your body or where you're getting exposed to toxins at highest levels. So it's going to be different for every person why you have inflammation in different areas or why you're getting symptoms in different areas. But the big thing is that you're getting inflammation. So what is inflammation? Inflammation is inherently a natural response of the body to deal with damage the body's undergone. The simplest explanation or the simplest form of inflammation that we all experience is something like getting a cut or a scrape on our body. When our skin is damaged and there's bleeding, our body wants to very, very quickly stop the blood flow so that we're not bleeding out. And it also wants to limit the likelihood that we're going to get an infection in that area. So it's going to send all these extra platelets. It's going to send all these extra white blood cells to that area. It often then causes this result of that area puffing up a bit. The area might be a little warmer, especially the bigger the injury, the more likely you'll notice that that area feels tender. It's a little puffy. That's going to be from all the extra blood and fluid and immune response. And it might be a little warm, also part of the immune reaction. That's a very, what we call acute, meaning short term and very immediate, like an immediate acute response. But you can also have a chronic inflammation response. And this is going to be where there's the most amount of damage to the body. And you go from inflammation being a normal, healthy, good thing to it's still a normal response, but it is suggesting, it's showing that your body has something going on inside of it that it does not like, and it's trying to deal with it, but that problem isn't going away. So the inflammation is not your problem unless you have like an autoimmune condition, but we're not going to jump into autoimmune right now too much other than just to say autoimmune is an exaggerated inflammatory response to something that might even be typically harmless, or it might be an exaggerated response to something that is harmful, but again, it's exaggerated. So your body's taking a molehill and making it a mountain, essentially, with an autoimmune condition. And then you get different autoimmune conditions depending on what part of the body is freaking out, whether that's if your body's attacking your thyroid, you have Hashimoto's. If your body's attacking your joints, again, making a mountain out of a molehill, that's going to be rheumatoid arthritis. If your body's attacking your gut lining, that may be Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. That's like a really, honestly, I hope that actually simplifies the concept of autoimmune conditions, whether you have one or if you know someone who has one or if you think you might have one. That's all it is. It's an exaggerated response. But the big thing is that even though you can't stop that exaggerated response, what you can limit is the toxins that are making your body go bananas. And so the whole focus of inflammation is find the toxins. Hey friend, working on your health shouldn't be something that is taking all your mental energy and focus from your day-to-day living. You shouldn't have to plan your days around trips to the bathroom or siphon out your best energy to manage all your symptoms. You can live in a way where you have the energy to get through whatever your day throws your way. Not only am I proof that this is possible, but the 100 plus clients I've worked with over the last 3 years are too. They are able to live every day with energy, without bloating, and feeling like their best selves. How is this possible? Through the Better Belly Method, my signature method to reduce your symptoms by 80% in 3 to 6 months, leaving you in a place where health feels easy. I want you to be able to go to every one of your child's or grandchild's soccer games and be able to be the too loud cheering parent or grandparent on the sidelines. I want you to be able to take that trip to Europe without worrying about where the closest bathroom is and if you know how to ask in French. I want you to be able to enjoy the holidays and family meals without fearing how you'll feel afterwards or feeling guilty about what you do eat. Your life should feel vibrant and your health should feel easy. Head to betterbellytherapies.com/training to watch my free 40-minute training to learn exactly how you can make this happen today with my signature method. This is the best way to heal once and for all in a way that no traditional doctors will support you through and without needing to be on lifelong extreme food restrictions or lifelong supplements. I can't wait to see you living your best life. Again, head to betterbellytherapies.com/blueprint or click the link in the show notes to get started today. Now, back to the show. This brings us back to the gut, because one of the things that I find, and when my friend asked me this question of, if I heal my gut inflammation, will I heal my whole body inflammation? And she's in this big healing journey right now where she's learning a lot more about food and how it impacts her health. And she's going through some internal healing from just some psychological stressors that she's gone through over the past few years. And so she's doing this whole big learning thing. And she's hearing these words, inflammation and gut and body inflammation. And she was just kind of wondering, like, is the gut going to fix everything? And this is where I get really irritated with, even though I love the gut, I mean, we're the Better Belly podcast, we're very pro-gut, want to talk about it. One of the problems that's going on right now in the general health I don't know, you want to call it a fad or culture or just basic advice that people are giving, whether they're a doctor or just a coach, health coach, or whoever they are, we are oversimplifying health into just fix the gut. So this is what I told my friend. No, you don't inherently heal whole body inflammation when you heal gut inflammation. Let's go back to something I hadn't shared yet about whole body inflammation. Yes, it's a natural process. One of the things that happens though when you have inflammation is your inflammation response can get into your bloodstream, and then that blood goes everywhere in your body, right? That's the purpose of blood, is to get nutrients and like oxygen and glucose and vitamins into every cell in your body. That's your eyeballs and your toenails and your pelvis and your hair cells. Like, it's everywhere, right? And so if your blood is also carrying inflammation with it, all those things can be impacted. That's why you can start to have brittle nails. You can start to have hair falling out. You can start to have hormone imbalance, because that inflammation's affecting the organs and the glands of your body to make them become more dysfunctional. All right. So now you're like, well, how do you heal this sucker? And I said, no, gut. If you heal the gut on its own, it's not going to get rid of whole body inflammation. And the reason why is the gut is merely a door into the body. It's a door where you open it up and you want water to come in and you want food to come in. You want that vitamins and the glucose, all those important nutrients to come into the body, and it goes into the bloodstream, y'all. I mean, some of it goes into the bloodstream or it goes into your lymphatic ducts. That's the only place it goes. So if it's fat, it goes in the lymphatic ducts. If it's like bad pathogens, it should go into the lymphatic ducts. And your gut is designed to have this very special doorway where it should mainly let in good things and keep out bad things. But if that door gets damaged and it's a very fragile door, they're called epithelial cells, or the gut lining, if that door gets damaged, then suddenly the door gets opened wider and wider and wider, and you can start letting in guests who you don't want there. You don't want mercury there that maybe normally would get kept out. You don't want H. pylori there. You don't want candida there. But these guys start coming in, and they get into your bloodstream, and they can go everywhere in your body. So the gut is a door to the body, and that's one of the reasons the gut does have a strong correlation with whole body inflammation and whole body health. But there are other doors in the body, first off. Number one, skin's a door. Skin's a huge door, and it's a much more thick door than the gut, right? We're not getting calories, we're not getting vitamins mostly from our skin, right? The skin is a much tougher door, but it is a door, and we put things on it, everything from makeup to lotion to, I really do think a lot about skin products, but even our clothing, there's some research that's talking about potentially absorbing the chemicals that clothing are made with, fragrances, whether that's perfume or detergent you put on your clothing, all these things totally get into the skin. That's where you get parabens and phthalates. These are real things, and your skin is absorbing them when you put it on them. So skin's a doorway that could be causing huge problems. For some people, that is a major problem. I have heard women in particular, their stories that their biggest thing that helped them in their health was getting rid of toxic makeup that they were using. And this is a really huge problem. If you want to, if you're big into documentaries, there's a great documentary called Toxic Beauty. And that is going to talk about it's just going to walk you through some research on how makeup was affecting one specific girl who was like, I'll do this test. I'll put all my normal makeup on. I'm going to take urine samples. I'm going to test all these different chemicals in my urine. Then I'm going to have a section of time where I don't put any makeup on. And I'm going to test my urine for all those days. And then they're going to see what type of toxins were floating around in her health. They even monitored her symptoms during those days, things like that. So that can be a huge thing. And then lungs, I would say lungs. I did it last of the three big major doors, gut, skin, and lungs, where things are getting into our body. Even though I mentioned it last, I would say, honestly, I'm seeing that as the second most important thing most often. So most often, gut's going to be most important cause of toxins, lungs second, skin's third. But again, it can be switched around for people depending on what's being put into your body. But for the lungs, we're thinking about again, perfumes, but also things like mold, parabens, phthalates, formaldehyde. So formaldehyde, you might be familiar with that term if you've ever done any medical work, or it's essentially what we use to keep bodies from decaying when somebody in the medical field wants to go and dissect a body. They'll use a bunch of formaldehyde. Formaldehyde, I mean, it just basically freezes your cells and keeps it from decaying. Well, formaldehyde's also used in furniture, whether that mattresses, couches, fabrics, to help that furniture from breaking down. It also can be sprayed on the top of wood, like specifically wood furniture, because it's anti-inflammatory. So it makes it flame resistant, which is great for, you know, not letting things catch on fire. But it's really bad because that furniture in your house will off gas, meaning the formaldehyde is going to come off of it the entire time that you have that piece of furniture. And actually, research shows that it gets worse the longer you have that. So you can think about cleaning products you use in your house, whether it's Windex or things you're spraying on your table, any cleaning products that you have, chemicals in it. So that all is impacting your air quality. And I already mentioned mold, I kind of just brushed past it. But mold is the biggest one that I'm seeing impact my clients right now, because mold starts in the air, gets definitely into the lungs. It can also then get into the sinuses. When your sinus mucus captures the mold toxins, you swallow it, it gets into the gut, and then the gut's impaired because of that. But it's technically more of an air problem than it is like a food water problem, which is more connected to the gut. So those are the three doors. And if your doors get damaged, if there's an increased amount of toxins just trying to barrage those doors, you're going to have a higher toxin increase in the body. But to heal the whole body inflammation, you don't want to just close your doors. Let's say you could perfectly close your doors and your gut, your skin, and your lungs, you're not getting barraged with toxins. So you get organic, grass-fed, you know, food. So you're not getting lots of glyphosate and pesticides and herbicides damaging your gut lining. You get rid of your food sensitivities, foods that you're sensitive to. You take that out of your diet. You clean up your air. You get the best air purifiers. You make sure you're not in a moldy environment, which most people are not doing. You get rid of perfumes that are chemical based. You change your makeup to, you know, certified makeup brands that don't have chemicals in them, that are natural. If you fix all the toxins coming in, the problem is that all the guests that you invited in or that got into your body are still there until you get rid of them. So you want to both limit the toxins coming in. You're already going to feel better if you just simply reduce the number of influx of those toxins. That's great. You're going to start to feel a little better, especially if you actually really get to the toxins that are impacting you specifically the most. And that's where we get into testing, really specific testing to know what is impacting you the most. But even once you limit the toxins coming in, you want to know what toxins are still hanging out there and treating your body like it is their own personal party. What this looks like in terms of whole body healing, where you're actually seeing a reduction in your symptoms without needing to consistently take supplements. Because we haven't dug into this yet, but the reason why, like, you just taking whatever supplements you're taking, I don't know if it's vitamin C or berberine or digestive enzymes, whatever you're taking to try and improve your symptoms, or maybe even specifically, you know, some supplements are marketed as, you know, reducing inflammation. I'm putting air quotes, right? If you're taking those and you're really not noticing a difference, you are basically fighting an uphill battle. There are way more toxins than your anti-inflammatory, antioxidant supplements are going to help, right? And so what you really want to do is you want to heal everything top to bottom. So what does that look like? It means reducing toxins that are barraging the skin, lungs, and gut, identifying, which is key, and getting rid of unwanted toxins that are now hanging out in your body, and then increasing your baseline detox capability, which is typically reduced in people who aren't feeling well. Detox capability is your body's ability to shuffle toxins from the inside of your body to the out. And we get toxins out when we exhale, we get toxins out when we poop, we get toxins out when we pee. But it's not like you're pooping and peeing hopefully every day. Some of y'all I know are not pooping every day, and that's your own little area of concern. But even if you are pooping every day, doesn't mean that you're actually getting toxins out that you need, because some toxins you need a lot of bile production to get out appropriately. But if you have lowered bile production, you're not going to get those toxins out effectively. Some of the toxins need really good adrenal gland health. If your adrenal glands are really shot, usually from a variety of reasons, which we're not going to get into today, then you're going to have a hard time getting rid of problems like copper toxicity. So you want to really support the entire body's detox capability, which has a whole pathway and a whole process front to back. But when you do that, your body starts to self-sustain its own detox. And unless you get another big wave of toxins in your body or an environment, you're usually going to be very self-sustaining. I did create a little list here of signs that you're not detoxing well, because some of you, if you're not familiar with it, or it's kind of this, like, again, a hot term, like, drink a detox smoothie. I mean, detoxing is way simpler, but also totally different than just drinking a green smoothie. Please don't drink green smoothies to try and heal yourself. They can honestly hurt you more than they can heal you, which I'll include a podcast episode on that, why drinking green smoothies isn't a detox. But just some signs of poor detoxing is going to be waking up 2 to 4 a.m., having acne and eczema. Even if these are intermittent, when you get them, it's your body, it's your skin trying to catch up on the detox that isn't happening via your key organs like your liver. Sinus problems, chronic postnasal drip, sinusitis, frequent sinus infections, brain fog, fatigue, unwanted weight gain, weight loss resistance, or difficulty gaining weight. Those aren't everything, but those are honestly the big ones that I see the most. And I'm going to also include a link to a podcast episode on the gut-skin connection and the gut-sinus connection, just to catch you guys up on why did I throw in skin and sinus problems into detox capabilities. But honestly, I mean, even hormone imbalance, which I didn't put on this list here. I'm like, I didn't list everything. If you are having symptoms in your body, you're not detoxing well. When your, you know, let's see, husband or friends are eating the same food as you, and they're breathing the same air, and they are going to the same places as you, but they don't have symptoms, one of the things that can be happening is that they actually have better detox systems for whatever reason. There's lots of different reasons. It's not like a permanent, doesn't even have to be a permanent problem, but maybe it was they were exposed to fewer toxins as a kid and you were exposed to more, so you had a higher toxin load. Whatever is going on, they are detoxing better than you, and that can be one reason why other people don't have as many symptoms as you, even when they're doing the exact same thing as you. But the Better Belly Method, which is my signature process for healing, addresses the gut and reducing systemic toxin overload through 5 key phases. 1, increasing detox capability. 2, increasing digestion. 3, eliminating hidden pathogens. 4, balancing minerals and removing heavy metals. And 5, eliminating and reducing food sensitivities. You actually can reduce the number of food sensitivities you have. Praise the Lord. And I teach my clients how to do that in my Better Belly Method. And you can get the Better Belly Method through one of two ways, which is the Better Belly Blueprint, where it's a DIY framework where you go through a video library and you actually learn how to order lab tests that you get at wholesale pricing through us. You get to learn how to analyze your own labs and then create your own custom health plan based on protocol templates that I give you and teach you how to modify based on your specific lab results. And then if you do the Better Belly VIP, that's basically where you don't have to watch any of the videos in the library. You save time and you have me personally pick your labs for you, analyze your labs, and create your custom health plan, and then meet with you for a 90-minute results call and talk through all of your results. That is the simplest, fastest way that I have found to heal your whole body inflammation without guessing and without assuming you think you know what your problems are. Because one of the things I mentioned here, number 3, is hidden pathogens. There is 100% hidden pathogens going on in your body when you are having increasing food sensitivities and gut health problems, skin problems, hormone problems. They are there, and you're not going to find them through traditional testing through conventional doctors. And I even have clients who do testing with alternative medicine doctors, and those doctors are not doing the right testing. They're not doing thorough enough testing, so they'll find 1 or 2 pathogens. But if you don't find all of them, you are going to be stuck in that hamster wheel of redoing the same thing over and over again. Maybe it's doing multiple SIBO cleanses or multiple Candida cleanses or multiple parasite cleanses. Let's stop that. Let's get you healed. Please join the Better Belly Blueprint or Better Belly VIP. You can go to betterbellytherapies.com/blueprint and join today. See everything inside of the what comes in the blueprint. You get lifetime support, lifetime ability to order labs. But let me tell you, you won't need that lifetime access because on average, our clients see a reduction in 80% of their symptoms in 3 to 6 months of working with us, which is just amazing when nothing they've tried before has worked. So go to betterbellytherapies.com/blueprint to join today. And if you want to know exactly what is inside the blueprint without having to read anything, you just want to know, go to betterbellytherapies.com/training. And I have a free video to walk you through exactly what's in the Better Belly Blueprint, why it works so much better than anything you've tried before, and how it's going to make the difference for you so that you don't have to keep being on this healing train. You can move on to the next stage of your life finally. And honestly, start to eat foods again, start to enjoy life again, have energy, not be so cranky with your kids, and just be able to live life again. Go to betterbellytherapies.com/training to watch that free video today. Hey friend, I hope you loved this episode. If you've been a fan for a while or newly loving this podcast, can you do me a favor? Drop into Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. When you leave a review, you do so much. You help me know you're listening. You can tell me what you're loving so I know what to make more of. And you help others by boosting this podcast so other people like you can find the podcast too. I mean, it's a win-win-win, right? So if you want a way to pay it forward, just go to Apple Podcasts or click the link in my show notes and leave a rating and review. And if you want some more free stuff, just head over to my free Facebook group, betterbellytherapies.com/Facebook, and you can get access to all of my free support for you, including some Facebook group exclusive stuff like my podcast episode vault, where you can search the Better Belly Podcast by topic and find exactly what you need to expedite your healing. I cannot wait to see you in there. Catch you guys next week.